This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on? It's Kevin Deers here from Metal Shop. Before I jump into this week's episode of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass with Dave from Jungle Rot, I quickly wanted to mention the show that we are talking about. It's coming up this Tuesday at Club Sur, and it's $17 advance, 23 day of show, 21 and over only, and it's at Club Sur, kind of in the Soto area. It's going to be Jungle Rot, their Call to Arms U.S. tour with Internal Bleeding. This one's going to be awesome. I will see you there. Again, that's this coming Tuesday, June 7th. And if you're listening to it afterwards, well, you missed a killer show, or what will definitely be a killer show. Now here's my interview with Dave from Jungle Rot. It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Hey, this is Kevin here for talking with Dave Matrice from Jungle Rot. They have a new album that's actually out now, A Call to Arms, out now on Unique Leader. First off, man, I was looking... And I didn't even realize before jumping on here, 30 years of Jungle Rot, 2022. Is that right?
That's right, man. It's pretty amazing, huh? I joined in 95, so I'm a little short, but the band 1 year short, you know. But It is pretty amazing, man. I mean, who would have thought, you know, looking back when I first started in high school and, you know, I remember going to record stores and going through records and, you know, buying this because of the cover and stuff. And here we are 30 years later and, you know, and playing with a lot of them bands, and I'm fans of a lot of those bands, and you know, some of them appeared on my album.
Yeah,
who would have thought, you know? Yeah. And that means a lot, you know. What an achievement we achieved, you know, in 11 CDs in itself. Holy cow, right?
So, you know, it hits that point where you realize you've been playing death metal longer than you haven't.
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, it's pretty crazy, man. I mean, it's just. I'm grateful for where this band's taken me and how long we've been doing it, and still labels taking a chance and working with us. You know, it means a lot, and because we still want to do it and enjoy it. You know, it's harder, it gets harder every year for us, but we still enjoy it somewhat.
Well, you know, you mentioned it gets harder every year for you. What keeps you motivated then to, like, you know, because, you know, you could always just be like, all right, I'm just going to, you know, do a regular 9-to-5, or, you know, maybe you do have a regular job too as well. But, you know, what keeps you motivated to, like, grind it out and continue to, like, play pretty inaccessible underground music to, like, the mainstream, you know?
Just the love of it still. It's pretty amazing. You know, I still have a passion for it. It's hard to say that, you know, it's getting harder, I should say. And I still have a passion. I have a lot of things that I still want to achieve, you know, in the band that I haven't. And I think those are the fights that keep me going to try to get to those. And I won't be settled until I get there, you know.
And it also, you know, I'm not to put words in your mouth, but, like, you know, it's afforded you opportunities to play in front of people that you may have never seen if you weren't in a band, you know, like, you may play in places that you may have never seen, you know?
Yeah. You know, yeah. And that's one thing we always look at. I mean, this band has took us everywhere, and I never would have been there if I wouldn't have been in the band, you know, and we're always grateful for that when we get over to Europe and South America, because we could never afford going over there on a trip. I mean, it'd be crazy, you know, and we get to, you don't see much, but at least, you know, you're there, you know, it's not a vacation ever, but we get to see a little bit here and there in between, you know.
That's awesome. So, you know, obviously the thing that really affected the release of this album, or the release of all music, the touring of the everything, the global pandemic, did that, you know, hamper or put a wrench on this album at all? Or did it affect you in a positive way? Did you guys have more time to put on it? How did the pandemic affect this album?
It did affect it a little bit, not too bad, but when we got done doing the cycle for the self-titled, you know, we did the 2-year cycle touring, and we just finished, and right when we finished, we had to start writing, and then it hit then, so the timing was right for that at least. But we finished the album within a year, and we sat on it, and we've never done that before. You know, we're used to turning it in, and 3 months later you're on the road, promotion, and you're ready to go, you know. And it was hard to sit on it for a year because we wanted to do some, and we found ourselves starting to pick at a little bit, remixing it different because we have so much time. And, you know, we started playing with it, and that wasn't a good thing, you know, and we end up going back to the original mix, you know, that we actually did in the beginning. You know, we started doing a big circle because we had too much time on our hands, you know. We're getting in trouble with it.
It was good the way it was.
It was. It did one big circle all the way around, and we went right back to the original mix, man.
That's funny. You're like, man, just scrap, just, like, delete all of those changes we made. Let's just go back and, you know, dude.
Well, you learn from process of elimination, I guess, you know. And, you know, Dan Swan will mix it, and he was telling me the whole time, no, you know. And then I was like, yeah, I think it needs more vocals. I think it needs this and that. But it was just, we're just dwelling on it, you know, and that's what happens, you know. We're just used to, like I said, turning it in and going, you know. Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay. So, you know, you are, you know, doing this album, obviously you're paying a lot of attention to it. You want it to be the best album, but aside from that, you know, how were you staying busy, and what kept you sane aside from, you know, the making of the album? How'd you stay sane, or did you not?
I work a hunting job. I'm a guide for hunting, and it actually benefited me on that because the more people that were scared just made me busier. So, because it was an outside activity, and the last 3 years have been really good for my job, you know, doing that guiding and hunting. And that's most of it. You know, I work like 7 days a week from October to April, and then I try to tour from April to October when we're in the down season. But I stayed pretty busy during all that. You know, I cashed in a little bit more money, and I was one of the ones that benefited from it. You know, I know a lot haven't, and I feel bad for them, but I lucked out and benefited on my profession.
Wow. So how long have you been in that profession of being a guide as a hunter? Just years and years and years?
Oh, yeah. I would say close to almost 30 years as well. You know, and that has a big part of me being able to keep the band going, you know, because of this, it's a seasonal thing. Like I said, 6 months on and 6 months off. And, you know, I've always had it. So as soon as we ended, we hit the road, you know, and then we come back in October and I start to work then.
And now it's all starting to like make sense with some of these song titles and so, and the whole theme of jungle rot. Like, oh yeah, man, makes sense, dude. Okay, so you know what now that the album's out, what's the plans for 2022? Are you guys going to be hitting the road at all? Or
we're actually hitting the road June 2nd. We'll be up in Seattle, I think.
Oh, that's right. I totally saw that. Yeah, you're playing Club Surf.
Yeah. How do you know anything about that club? I never played there before.
So it's actually the people who ran a really cool club called Studio 7.
Okay.
They now rent out this place called Club Surf and do shows there. So lot of times it's like a kind of a Latin dance club, but then they it's actually turn really it nice. It's a nice place, and they turn it over for metal shows. So it's a really classy place. It's actually too classy for death metal, but you know. I'm just kidding.
You guys all have a nice know how the show. Yeah, that will help out, man. A nice place to chill. But you know, we end up wherever the tours are booked. You know, it's funny when you see some of them. You know, it's not always nice to play a new place, of course. You know, I mean, but yeah, we're excited to get on the road. We're gonna go out with Internal Bleeding.
Yes,
and then get 17 straight, and then we're gonna announce another tour as soon as this one gets finished. We'll be going back out in August, and then I know we have a big festival in Mexico in September, and then we're gonna work on Europe for next year.
Awesome, man. Well, you know, you're going to stay busy with your job and then also just touring. So 6 months on, and then it's not like you have 6 months off. It's 6 months doing this other career that will keep you like sleeping in different cities and every different night. So you are not going to be having any days off, sir.
No, we look forward to it, man. It's going to be fun. It's been a while since we've been out there. I know a lot of bands are having fun out there, man. They finally get a chance to go out there, and you know, the fans are turning out, but we got a couple issues with the economy and the gas. We see that, but we're going to take the bullets and keep going. You know, you can't cry about it. You got to keep going. This is what we do, you know?
Absolutely, man. And people will appreciate going out to see you guys.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. So 30 years of playing music, but I'm sure you were really into music a lot before then. What got you into music? Were you in a musical family? Was it, you know, like a Kiss album, or what was it?
I grew up, my dad was in a band. He had four brothers, and they kind of played when I grew up. My dad was a singer and all the rest. My uncles were drummer, guitar players. So I was around that, exposed in music early on. But what stole my soul, you know, I started out early on, found Ted Nugent, you know, and then I was fascinated by that. But what stole my soul for the underground was I remember seeing Creator at the Cubby Bear in Chicago in 85. And I remember going to the show and up there right up front and blowing my mind. Went home the next day and told my dad I want to play a guitar, and bought me a guitar. And here I am today. He still got the same guitar. I mean, but yeah, here I am today, man. I mean, that's what got me started. So I owe a lot to him, you know, and the German invasion, totally, you know, destruction, Sodom, Creator. I found that early on, and that's what kind of led me.
I'm sure you've had a chance to meet those guys. Have you told them that?
Oh yeah, they know. I mean, we've had the privilege to have Schmier guest on our last one, the self-titled. We did some guest vocals, and that's the biggest accomplishment I think I achieved for myself personally, is growing up on these bands. And then, you know, here I am friends with them now. And, you know, some of them are on my albums. Who would have thought, you know, that's, you know, I idolize these bands, you know.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Now you're playing with the greats, dude.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a kid, okay, so, you know, we all have metal band t-shirts. Big part of the kind of the culture of metal. What was your first band t-shirt? You know, was it, whether it was metal or not, first band t-shirt as a kid?
I go back. I think it was Def Leppard. Nice. How do you say that? What was that
Hysteria
album called? Hysteria. Yeah. I remember the blue one, man. Mm-hmm. I still remember to this day. I wish I had it, man. I think that was one of them. I remember. Yeah. That was probably one of them, man. And that maybe, that and maybe the old Blizzard of Oz tour. I remember it was a jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I remember another one too, Screaming for Vengeance. I had the original Screaming for Vengeance t-shirt and with the fist.
Yeah,
I remember he had his fist on the back. I had that. Them some of those three were the ones I remember the most, man. They were the kind of the first ones, especially the Priest one. I remember getting that at the show, you know. I think that was the first one I ever bought at a show. I wish I still had it, man.
If you still had it, you could probably pay a mortgage. Those things go for a lot of money these days. Yeah, vintage.
I know. Absolutely. I go on eBay and check some of those prices, and a lot of them, I had those shirts, you know. I'm like, oh, I had that one, I had that one, I had that one. But I have no idea what happened to them, you know. Down the, you move and you just lose them, you know. And back in that day, too, we were used to cutting them up. Remember, you cut up a lot of shirts in the early days. I think you just end up turning the rags after that, you know.
It just ends up being a patch in the end, right?
Right, exactly. I still have a lot of, that's funny you say that, because I have a lot of stuff cut out. That's all I have. We're just like, you know, storage thing of just cutouts of the front, you know.
That's cool.
I always want to make a quilt. You know, I see people do that. They make quilts. So I got a good handful of those, and someday I'll do that, man.
That'd be great. Awesome, man. Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, being, you know, like an influential death metal band among, you know, so many of this genre that's been around for a long time now, which is crazy to think also. This is going to be a hard question for you to ask you, but as a music lover, what is your Mount Rushmore of death metal? So four most influential, and it could be American, it could be Swedish, anywhere. Your personal, Dave's personal Mount Rushmore of death metal.
That's a tough one. I'd have to go with probably, I have to say Obituary, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've always had a special part of me. I mean, they touched me too. I mean, I think we relate to them a lot. You know, we're very primitive, old school, you know, and I think Obituary would be the one. And for some reason, when I see them, they give me the shiver still every time I see them. I mean, it's just, you know, no, like no other band, you know. The Tardy Brothers are, you know, they're incredible. I mean, that voice, you know, it never changes, and it just shivers me. That's the only band that really does that to me.
Yeah. So Obituary, who else? What else? Who do we got on there? Three more.
Oh, man. Well, for three more? Okay. That would definitely be Sodom. I mean, Sodom's another one. I've only seen him once, and that was in America. You know, they only came here once, and we've never done festivals with them in Europe before. We've always been on same festivals. Never land on the same day, but yeah, Sodom was very special. I found them early on, you know, Sign of Evil, you know, that was a very big album for me in my life. And I'm looking forward to seen him. I know I'm going to see him again for the second time, because on that festival in Mexico, they played the night before. We played the second night. Yeah, we'll fly in the night before, because we'll be able to see him. I mean, they got all of them, Creator, Destruction, Sodom, all that night. So that's going to be unbelievable, man. Yeah. And then I'd have to own the third one, the Creator, of course, because mm-hmm. Billy started me out, you know, that it would go to Billy for, you know, directing me in this business.
Yeah. Right on, man.
We did the cover of Terribly Certain before. I mean, I don't know if you heard the cover we did of Creator on the last album.
I'm going to have to go back and check that out. Cover.
Yeah, it's really good. It came out really good. I mean, Millie hit me up right away, and, you know, he loved it. I mean, it was cool, man.
That's awesome, man. All right, you got one more. One more.
One more? Ugh. Would it be Celtic Frost, of course.
There you go.
Yeah, that's another one, you know. Mm-hmm. Found him early on, and, you know, they're inventors of the, to this day, ooh, I still use yep. it. I still use it, man.
That's awesome. Right on, man. Okay, so just a couple more goofy questions for you, dude, before I let you go. You've played a number of awesome shows, obviously killer shows. You're going down to Mexico to play that big fest. But on the other end, what's the what's the worst show that you can remember? Whether it be your guys's performance, or just like there was only one or two people there, or the equipment failure.
Well, there's always derailments, man, early on. But the one that comes to my mind, I guess, first that comes right on my mind is I remember we were on tour with Macabre in Denmark.
Yeah.
And Macabre, they're kind of like a legend. They're like a cult following over there. Yeah. They got a really good cult following, you know, and they're kind of their fans. I noticed that was a hard tour for us, man. And, you know, they're very closed-minded back then. And we're in Denmark and we're playing the show. And I remember the people that were there was probably a good 150 to 200 at the show, and they all sat down and he turned their backs while we played. They sat down on the floor and they actually turned around and they were facing the other way while we were playing. And it was just, I never experienced nothing like that in my life. But over the years, we finally won Denmark over, touring and touring and touring. And eventually we pounded them to make them like us, you know. But that one stands out the most. It was nothing. I never experienced nothing like that in my life. They actually sat on the ground, sitting on their butt, and turned around the other way.
It's like you were opening for Slayer in 86, dude. That's a mess.
I remember those days. Nobody could open up for Slayer back then. I mean, you could spit on and all that. Yep. Yeah, that was brutal. I think Hatebreed was the only one that I remember. When Jamie, he actually texted me, you know, before he got that, when he got that Slayer, and he was like, man, How do you think it's going to go, man? You know, because I think Hatebreed was the only band that actually broke through to the crowd, and then it started going from there on. But like you said, every band before that never got the respect, man. Yeah. They just flipped off and gum in the hair or whatever, yeah. Man. But yeah, I remember Jamie actually calling me and texting me, and I said, oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine, man. And sure, they blew up like that. Yeah. After that, you know, that was you know, but ever since then, I think Slayer started getting... He started turning around. He started getting better bands, and that went away after that.
That's
man.
True.
But they had some horrible bands in the beginning, man. You could tell that was all management involved, man. It had to be, because the bands didn't make sense sometimes. I mean, I forget some of them. I forget who they went out with, but they did not make sense, man, when the bands that were out with them.
Sometimes you know, and I don't need to mention bands at all, you know, not to like throw anyone under the bus, but sometimes, you know, looking back at old flyers, you can just be like, oh, okay, that was, you know, a record label push, or that was a management push.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not organic. You
exactly.
Know?
You can see it. Yeah. You can see it to this day.
I mean, yeah.
We see it all the time. Well, how'd they get that tour? Well, you know exactly how they got that tour.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the way the business is. I mean, we've never been fortunate to have management before in our life. And I think that could have been one of the biggest downfalls in my career, you know, because who knows, it never might have took us to the next level, you know. But we're warriors, and we're you know, we fight the underground and we get what we get, you know.
But that's the thing, is like jungle rot fans are jungle rot fans. Like you guys might not be the biggest band in the world, but you guys have a steady stream of solid output, and you're consistently badass. And it might not hit the like peaks of like, you know, doing an Ozfest, but at the same time, there's not the fall of not, you know what I mean? It's like doing Mayhem Fest was big for you guys, but for the most part, you know, you guys are just playing to the mid underground and the people that love you guys, and you'll always get, you know, new people, but it's you know, I think you guys are, I don't know, I think you guys are consistently badass.
That means a lot. Yeah, I mean, actually this year we're gonna start just doing headlining tours. We're not gonna
that's awesome,
you know, go out and try to fight for opening slots somewhere, because that just doesn't make it fun anymore. You know, the ups, the highs and the emotions and the ups and downs that the bands go through daily is insane. And we kind of just said, it's just, you know, it's not fun anymore waiting in line to try to get this tour and that tour. And you think you got it, and the next day you don't got it. We're just going to start doing our own headlining tours and see where that takes us. You know, I think it's better, like you said. I mean, we know the people that are coming are going to be there for us, and that's what matters the most. You know, we're going to, and plus we get to do an hour plus set. You know, that's a bonus in itself.
So my friend on the show I do, he said Jungle Rot is knuckle dragging death metal. You agree with that?
We've always heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're very primitive. Yep. You know, I don't mind the meat and potato shit.
I love,
you know,
it.
That's what we do. Yeah, you know, there's not too many more people doing what we do, you know, so it's a kind of a good thing. You know, they can keep saying that, and, you know, I'm never trying to push the boundaries and compete with all the, you know, new bands and the tech bands. I respect that stuff, but I don't want to be in that category. You know, there's so many good bands. I mean, you know, we have our identity. It took us so many years to build that, and I don't want to change it now, because, you know, over the last 2-3 albums, you know, I noticed people coming up to me and doing interviews, and they're telling me how they know our sound right when you hear the first note or the first vocal. And that's what makes sense to me. I mean, that means we accomplished what we were trying to accomplish, because they know that right when they hear it, you know. So we're not looking to change anything. We're looking to just keep bringing what we do, you know.
How weird would that be if a Jungle Rot album came and it was like tech death, and you were just like, what?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. I would think it would do more harm. You know, they would, no matter what, they would still find something to criticize about it.
There you
know?
You go.
I mean, but for the most part, the new album's been getting a lot of good reviews.
Like, absolutely.
It's always going to be negative. I mean, I was a little worried about the follow-up from the self-titled, because we like that so much. But
yeah,
I think this one's worthy. I think this one stands up to it. I think it's I think it stands, you know, right next to it.
Absolutely, man. So, dude, it's been a pleasure to chat with you, to reconnect after, you know, we chatted with you on Mayhem Fest all those years ago. But my last question, if you can show us, feel free to show us. But either way, tell us, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Well, pick this one. I'll pick the last one. I don't know if you can see it. It's right here.
Oh,
I just got it done.
Okay.
2 years. I had trigger finger.
Oh, wow.
I'm playing guitar. I ended up getting trigger finger, and I had to get the surgery 2 years ago. It got to the point where I couldn't last tour. I remember before I went into surgery, I used to have to go, so the pain was so hard, it was so locking, man, I just couldn't take it anymore. And then I went in and got the surgery, and it's fixed now. I mean, but now this one's starting to lock up.
No.
In time, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's a common thing in musicians, your hands, you know, as you get older. I'm getting up there in age, and I really abused my hands over the years, but that would be the first one, that one right there, I guess.
We need some bionic hands for Dave.
I need something. I've been rubbing them a lot, but it's being in that same repetitive, mm-hmm. just holding it like this. I can feel it, man. Just like this, you know, like just the repetitive all the time in the same position is what's getting me. I actually try to figure out how to play it a little different in the guitar so I don't strain it so much, you know, but I can feel it all the time I play, man.
Well, we'll go out and support you so that you can afford that surgery.
Yeah, I already got the one. I don't want to get the second one. I mean, hopefully that's take 3-4 years from now.
Totally. Dude, Dave, thank you so much, man. The new album by Jungle Rot, A Call to Arms, out now on Unique Leader. Any final words for the Northwest, dude?
We're going to be coming through soon. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys can come and see us, it'd be great. We'll be going down the whole West Coast there, and, you know, in the next couple of weeks. And be great to see some familiar faces and hang out and talk about the new album and just enjoy life.
Right on, dude. Dave, thank you so much, man.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you soon in Seattle, man. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.